The sun's shining, birds are singing, and all feels right in the world.
Until the season changes, and suddenly you lose your motivation to get out of bed. In fact, 1 in 5 people experience some form of depression, no matter the season or time of year.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all, because we want you to live your best life and be your best you all year round.
Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
K360 Radio.
Hello, J360 Legion, and welcome to the J360 Mini Bites here on J360 Radio, hosted by J.M. Brady. I am your host, J.M. Brady. Let's get into it. Hey, how's it going, J360 Legion? What is happening? And indeed, I'm back here on the mic again, and it is time to go ahead and bring you all back together, because this is not just a normal week. Always the week, at least 2 weeks after the Monster Fest, there is Anniversary Road, baby. And you know, right here in November, we are celebrating J360 Productions throughout the whole event. And of course, you know, we're starting with the Mini Bites. And I gotta say, guys, I'm feeling it. You know what I'm saying? Like, who would have thought that J360 Productions, the company, was around for at least, like, pretty much close to 20 years, you know? But it managed to get its footing around, like, when we did J360 Radio. And J360 Radio started on 11/16/2016. So, yeah, it's been one hell of a spectacular journey. Not to mention, like, all the mini changes, like, going from SoundCloud to Spreaker over to Mixler. And then, like, you know, Red Circle. And then, of course, you know, like, we still got the YouTube channel, but there's multiple video channels as well. Things have changed up a lot, and then it's all about making sure that you guys have a central hub to meet up at. So I've been pretty much working on that on the sides. Yeah, last week wasn't really a vacation at all. I've been busy working on a few things that really needed my time, and you know, it felt really good to go ahead and work on that stuff. Not to mention that some of the J360 TV shows have made it to season 2. This whole week is really about celebrating J360 Productions and also making sure what is green light to go to the next level and what is not going to be in production at this time. You know, because there's a lot more shows and a lot more special projects now, so things have changed a lot significantly. And as things have changed, I will tell you this, you're going to enjoy everything from here. I know that some of you have noticed that there is a Ko-fi page for J360 Productions now. And yes, that is one of the support channels that you can use for J360 Productions. If you like listening to the content ad-free, that is a good place to go. And that is where one of your memberships, if you sign up for it, usually the memberships are like $5 a month. And you pretty much get all the content with no ads. And indeed, that includes the Power Play too. Yeah, it took me a while to work on that one. That was kind of like where the hang-ups were for a little bit, but it's under control now, and like I said, you get to enjoy like all of the J360 Productions content. No frills, no holding back. And soon enough, for those of you that don't want to use Ko-fi, but you like Patreon, there will be a Patreon coming. So, yep, lots and lots of stuff happening your way, and who knows, if you stay... You know, if you stay attentive, you will see exclusive stuff appear on those channels. Now, what does this mean for, like, the YouTube channels? What does this mean for, like, Red Circle? What does it mean for, like, you know, Mixler? Well, here's the thing about Mixler. Mixler only allows, like, so much on it. Red Circle, you can catch all the shows. And then with Red Circle, however, you will have ads on it. You know what I'm saying? You will be seeing... And getting the full gist of it, you'll just have a little bit of broadcasting coming in. Hopefully those ads are telling you good things, because I did not sign up for illicit stuff. I'm hoping that a lot of the ads that come through are not like, you know, bullshit, waste your time kind of ads. I'm hoping that they are informative, like those of you don't want to continue your education or something. That's what I'm hoping on, you know. But as I go about this stuff, guys, I mean, these are just the way that things have to go, you know. Have to evolve the business, have to keep growing the brand, and it's been looking really, really good. And like I said, you guys won't be disappointed at all in this. It'll be amazing. For those of you that have wondered about J360 Jams, you already know that we're on the road to Jamversary 5. We are on the road towards that. That's the only time that Jams will ever be questioned of whether the adventure will continue or not. And you already know that season 5 is fine. So Jams is safe for those of you that have been wondering about that. I've been getting a few messages about this. Is this the final season? Is this the final season? I managed to get some messages about whether it's going to be the final season of the J-Man show. No. Are you kidding me? Hell no. But it is a season finale, though. Season 8 comes to an end tomorrow for the J-Man show, and that happens at 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern, and we will be covering a few things, such as like what happened last week, and also, let me talk to you guys about the content for the J-Man show right quick. The J-Man show covers everything, okay? And the thing about it is, some of you have not been here since Season 1. Season 1, I went after everybody. Much like the seasons that followed afterwards. And the truth is that, like, with old Trumpenstein coming back into office, you best believe I'm going to be after him like I've been after Biden, like I've been after a bunch of historical figures, because, needless to say, stuff be wildin', man. And I don't mean it in a... I'm not laughing because it's entertaining and stuff. Sure, that's part of it, but I'm laughing because it's irony. You know what I mean? Like, all that stuff was irony to the T. But, you know, how I go about it is this. I know some of y'all are real sensitive about things like that. You've always been sensitive about things you have no control over, especially once it's out of your hands. That's something that you're just going to have to get over. But as for me, myself, shit, butts will be hurt, and I'm here to go ahead and give you guys a good whack about it. You know, it's just one of them things that we the people have to understand exactly. Like, things can be made fun of and stuff like that, and I wish people would quit trying to make other people feel bad about certain things, because you'll have somebody like me who pretty much knows no difference and will come over there and happily remind you all of how equal you really are. Oh, no, that's just so wicked. I guess I'm going back into my villain era again. But here's the thing, though. What I'm saying is, you got to speak your mind about stuff. You got to always be, like, direct about things. And there's a lot to cover that cannot be brought into this Mini Bites episode. But even though I'm disappointed with the results of what happened last Tuesday.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I also know how this country is, and to the point where I'm not really surprised. So it's like, it's one of them kind of things where it's like, yeah, you didn't disappoint, you stupid motherfuckers. But here's the thing. You know, it's just, it's really something. But that being said, though, you know, I've been working on, I don't even think I've been looking at, like, the maps or anything, you know, that whole night. Like, even when I was on soda, you know, I wasn't even looking at it. So, which, by the way, I hope you guys enjoy the Soda Show. Soda is a great show. Me, Marco, Moosefer, and Alan pops on there now and again. We all have a great time just talking it up. And it's a lot of real things that, you know, some of those conversations you're probably afraid to talk about. But you need to open your mind. You need to listen to a few things. Because, dare I say it, y'all, we didn't all grow up in the same house. We didn't have the same parents and all that stuff. And even if we did, 9 times out of 10, we'll turn out differently, because life reacts to people and things differently. And the thing about it is that show is just as much as valid as the J-Man show and as Jams and all the rest of them are. So, if I'm on there and I say something you don't like, deal with it. All right, now, because I speak from a place of rationale, in addition to some crazy-ass autistic shit that goes on in life in general. But moving forward, though, I gotta say this. If you're willing to stand with me, you gotta also realize that the fight for equity in this whole damn ecosystem that we live in never does end, regardless of who the president is. So I'm just going to have to say this. We're just going to have to carry the fight on a little bit longer, those of you that are, you know, with me in this. And I'll probably dive into it more on the J-Man show. So it's just one of them things you're going to have to think about. But like I said, it's good to be back here for this anniversary week, reminding exactly what the mission is, reminding exactly how things are going to go down, The eight shows are still here to balance everything out, in addition to the secret projects, and I would love to do some more movies again, because I was out there filming the other day, and I was having a great time, you know? So, like I said, on one hand, whatever, but on the other hand, I think things are going to be okay, you know? But all in all, though, it might be debatable with y'all. But here's the thing. Let's go down your line for your list of, you know, schedules this week. I got a lot going on right here. Let me see. Okay, you got the Mini Bites happening right now. You got the J-Man Show Season 8 finale happening tomorrow. And, of course, nothing's really happening on Thursday. But Friday, Fridays belong to Jams. Jams is back again, 102. This is a Jams week. And, by the way, while I say nothing is happening on Thursday, that does not mean that you get to skip out on it, because for those of you that want consideration on Jams 102, Thursday at 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern is your deadline. It is always the deadline before a Jams premiere that I am accepting tracks for it, all right? Some of y'all have asked me, does it always have to be two tracks? Yes, it does, for the radio program. For the video program, Jams TV, that is usually one video, and Jams TV is always on Saturday. And so that I don't confuse you guys up with that, you know, Jams TV is treated more as a special right now instead of an ongoing series. You know what I mean? Just so you know, the only time a Jams TV will ever be available is when I announce it. And I'm not announcing it now, so, you know, just chill out for a little bit. By the way, I also wanted to say this. If you are scared of what's going to happen, political-wise, I want to let you know this. It's not January yet. Try to enjoy the rest of the year. Get some sleep. Take care of yourself. Rest up, okay? You know, I can't fight this nonsense alone. So I need, like, a lot of my people, whether you are debating with me or not or anything, you know, I need you to rest up. Because, let's just say this, there's too much mental illness and insanity in the world right now. They don't need our help for it, all right? So I need a lot of rational, I need a lot of independent thinkers out here. And don't be afraid to talk. I mean actually talk, not yell at people, talk. Okay? Get what I'm saying? Also, there is another show that is coming back. I have taken the time to work on it. Matter of fact, that was also where I was last week. And you will see it rise up as soon as you can, because 11/16 is the official J360 Productions Day. And I'm going to say this, pay attention to J360 TV on YouTube for it. All right? That's what I'm going to be about. That's what we're going to do. For those of you that are excited about everything, trust me, I'm excited with you. And why wouldn't I be? And also, the panel show. Yes, that's coming. I should go ahead and drop the title, but you'll know what it is when it shows up. But you're just going to have to stay tuned until then. But like I said, guys, it's good to be back here producing this content, making things happen. We're going to get through these next 4 years, okay? Hell, we're going to get through the rest of life, okay? Because I thought about it, and I was like, I'm not going to stop making content for y'all. And the truth is that we need to celebrate those who actually do make life entertaining and make life easier to go on. Because where would we be without them, right? So, you know, when you see your artists or when you see people that want to be artists, celebrate them, help them get where they need to be. Don't let them fall into the AI trap. Let them learn skills and get where they need to be in terms of creating. And let them speak their voice. Do you understand? All right. Well, now that that's said, I got to get on out of here, though. We got a big week ahead, and I'm ready to run through the anniversary road for y'all. So, come back tomorrow at 10 p.m. Eastern on Wednesday. Yes, because tonight's Tuesday, I'm just reminding you. Or whatever day it is around across the world, the day after will always be a J-Man Show Day. Okay? We're global now. I gotta remind you that. Actually, we've been global for like the last 9 years? Anyway, it's wonderful, though, but all in all, though, I want you all to really just take care of yourselves and stay on this journey with me, okay? We got plenty more to do and lots more to see. But until then, take care of yourselves. This is J-Man signing off. Peace.
The sun's shining, birds are singing, and all feels right in the world.
Until the season changes, and suddenly you lose your motivation to get out of bed. In fact, 1 in 5 people experience some form of depression, no matter the season or time of year.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all, because we want you to live your best life and be your best you all year round.
Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.